T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's official. This man is back with the New York Yankees. He was traded for before the deadline a year ago in 2018 and did a pretty good job. He went 7-0 with a 2.70 ERA. That's not too shabby. And that is Jay Happ. Jay, Joe, and Evan, welcome back to New York. How are you?
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing all right. Congratulations on your new deal. How about that? Was there ever a thought? I mean, you know, that all along you wanted to stay here after, you came here last season?
Well, I went in open-minded, but I never forgot, in the back of my mind how I felt and what I liked about it. And, in the end, I felt like it was the best combination of everything when I put everything together. And, just excited to have a chance to win. And, that was a big driver.
Who was the hottest team other than the Yankees for you? Was it Philadelphia?
We had a good a lot of teams that, I could have potentially got excited about going to, they were certainly one of them.
But you've been there, done that, Jay. You were there. You got your title there. It's a wonderful city. You don't want to go back to Philadelphia, right?
Hey, my thing is, if they want you, they're going to come get you. And, I signed where I signed for a reason, and I'm happy about it.
Jay, how about the staff right now? I mean, obviously they brought you back, Paxton. They make the deal to bring Paxton here now. CC's back for another year. Tanaka's there. Overall, you look at this rotation right now. How do you feel about it?
I feel really good about it. I feel like every day we're going to feel good about who's out there, and that's a fun place to be. And at the same time, every day you feel good about the offense that's rolling out there too to support you. And that's a good combination to have. So, I'm certainly looking forward to it.
We're talking to Jay Happ, who re-signed with the Yankees, 2-year deal. There's a vesting option for a third. What's amazing, and this is a credit to you, is you've been traded before the trade deadline numerous times in your career, and you have put together some really good streaks upon being traded. I remember you were traded to the Pirates. You go there, you're outstanding. You come to the Yankees, you don't lose a game. Is it a mindset, or would you say it's just, hey, it's coincidental, I happen to be pitching well? Or was this something else that has led to you being this great post-July 31st trade kind of pitcher over your career?
I don't know. I don't know what that is or how to answer that. I think there's probably a credit to both of the teams that I was on at the time were good teams. You certainly want to come in and make a good impression, so it's always fun to do that.
Mm. Talking to Jay Happ of the Yankees, and now, you look and you hear what's going on with Machado, and you say to yourself, wow, is Manny Machado coming here too? I mean, we got Aaron Judge here, we got Giancarlo here, we got the kids here, Torres, Andujar. I mean, you got to be saying, oh, this is unbelievable. And now we may have Manny Machado as well. How about something like that, Jay?
Well, yeah, obviously you'd welcome that, right? I mean, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves
But
obviously, you add that back to the lineup, that defense to the lineup, that puts you in a nice spot. So it'd be nice to not face him.
On this radio station for a month, it was who starts the wild card game. That was the debate. And it would change day by day. And
every
your name
day.
Moved towards the top of the list based on the way you were pitching. I mean, you were pitching incredibly well, like we talked about. Since after the trade, was that something in your mind? Because it became obvious for a while that that's where the Yankees were headed, that it was going to be the wild card game, it's going to be at Yankee Stadium, and then if you win, you get to play the Red Sox. Was that something in your mind over the last few weeks leading into that?
It started to toward the end just because we didn't really know. We weren't really getting, and it's not really our decision, so I understand it. Our job is to be ready. But we really didn't know, up until a few days before. So at some point, I think we were wondering. But again, it was a situation where, I think we felt good about whoever it was going to be. So, you know, and it turned out to be Seve, and he did great, and it worked out how it was supposed to.
Was a part of you thinking, because the consolation to not starting the wild card game is that you start game one of the ALDS, which is the nod you got. You started game one, and it didn't work out. But was there a part of you that almost preferred not to start the wild card game so you could get game one, or did you want the ball in the wild card game start?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's, you know, it's kind of a win-win situation as far as opportunity and fun and getting up for a game. Of course, I wanted the opportunity for the wild card game, but at the same time, you know, I was excited, you know, to be part of that, and I was excited for Seve and super excited with his performance, and, you know, we got through that, and that was all that mattered. So, yeah, I mean, you always want the ball, right?
I mean,
that's how I feel.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Jay, how about the Red Sox-Yankee rivalry? Obviously, it didn't work out for you guys this year, but how about, you know, just the competing in that craziness between those two teams?
Yeah, man, it's next level, and it's what I expected it would be. It was great. You know, that makes it fun, and I feel like, you know, we're facing these teams in our division so much now, it feels like you're just constantly, you know, just trying to beat up on each other. But, you know, those games kind of take it to that next level of intensity for sure.
When you were in Philadelphia, and you're got to take this with love. Oh, boy, could we not stand you.
Oh,
pitching for
God.
Those Philadelphia Phillies. Good Philly teams, too.
We're Met fans, Jay, so that's why we're saying
and
that.
Even Yankee fans didn't like it because he was on the Phillies that they're facing in the World Series in 09.
Right, that's true.
How would you compare? Because Philly, you know, I don't like Philly, but I do kind of respect the city because they're similar to us. They're very passionate. They love their teams and all that. There's a lot of pressure. I mean, they'll boo you if you don't pitch well. How would you compare pitching in Philadelphia, which you did for a while? I mean, you were there for 5-6 years, whatever
yeah,
it was,
oh yeah.
As compared to now your experience of playing here in New York?
Man, it's such a different point in my career, and I feel like I'm a different pitcher. But, you might not like to hear me say this, but, you know, some of my best memories are obviously going to those World Series and being part of that and feeling that love. And that was just a crazy, great experience. And, you know, I think when you win in a town like that, similar to New York and Philadelphia, kind of, you know, hardworking people that love and appreciate guys who play hard and win, there's really nothing better than that. So for me, the excitement of feeling the playoffs in New York and the potential to do that again is a huge reason why I want to come back.
Is having played in Philly, where the fans are very tough? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, they can be a difficult group there. Did that make it easier to come here to New York, Jay?
You know, probably. You know, I don't really think about it like that, but you know, probably just gaining that experience and kind of learning and witnessing that firsthand. You know, definitely kind of probably, you know, grew some calluses, you know, on my sensitive skin here.
we're talking to Jay Happ, who re-signed with the Yankees, 2-year deal option for a third. One of the things that draws you in a Yankee fans is overall you've had success against the Red Sox. I know game one of the DS didn't work out, but overall you've pitched well against the Red Sox. Any reason why? Is it getting up for those games? Because you've spent time here in this division with the Blue Jays. Any reason why you feel, for overall, you've had success against Boston?
I really couldn't tell you. And I think even if I knew, I don't think I would really speak it into existence or speak it out loud.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's one of those things. You go out and you compete, and it, you know, it's happened to work out a little more often than it hasn't, but you know, things change quickly. But, you know, being in the same division and trying to learn guys can be a blessing and a curse. Obviously, I feel like the more a guy sees you as a hitter, the benefit goes in his favor. So you're constantly trying to think of new ways to sort of attack them and pitch guys. So that's going to be important going forward.
How about playing for Boone? How was, you know, his first year, he's a rookie manager. How was he in his, you know, as far as managing?
I thought he was great. You know, he was great to me. You know, and I feel like everybody says the same thing. You know, he's got that, he's got sort of that quiet confidence, the way he kind of strolls through, real casual, but positive. And, you know, I felt like it was a good sort of vibe all around. So, you know, I appreciated Boone a lot.
Well, Jay, congratulations on the contract.
Indeed.
You'll be in New York for a couple more years. You did a fine job. I mean, 7-0 ain't bad. And best of luck, my friend.
And happy holidays as well, Jay.
Same to you guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You got it, man.
There he is, Jay Happ, yep. Who re-signed with the New York Yankees. It's a 2-year deal. There's a vesting option for a third. I think if he hits a certain amount of starts, certain amount of innings, it becomes a 3-year guaranteed contract.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.